Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes. Welcome to Make Your Day Count. We're continuing the teaching, the evidence of a fruitful life. We must be fruitful and multiply. Right. We are already fruitful because God has already blessed us. So now we take the fruit of which he has given onto us and we multiply it. Thinking of the parable of the talents. Some were given a specific amount, some were given another amount, and some were given another amount. And based on the amount that they were given, the expectation was that they would be fruitful and that they would multiply it. So the two who doubled what they were given, he said, good job. I'm very proud of you. I'm glad that you did what I asked you to do. But the one who did not multiply what was given unto him, but instead hid it, he said, oh no, you wicked and lazy. So we have to be willing to multiply the fruitfulness that God has already given onto us. He assigned it for what they were able to do at the time, because we know that the one who was given the five talents at the end of the parable ended up with 11. So what we have at this time, we must use what's already in our hand, what's already in our mind, what's already in our network of resources, multiply that, and then that's how we come into more.
I like the opening statement, Diane. Your opening remarks this morning and on this beautiful Tuesday morning, you says, one, you are already fruitful. Mm-hmm. Profound statement. Mm-hmm. You and I, we are already fruitful. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God, what? Blessed us.
Yeah. We're the fruit of the womb.
Yeah. So this is a powerful statement there. It's not that we're going to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. We are already being fruitful because God blessed us. And God blessed them. That's it. And now says, now that you bless, go out and multiply the fruit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we look at fruitfulness. Mm-hmm. Fruitfulness is rooted in, number one, you must be what? Born again. In order to produce a life of fruitfulness with evidence, you must be what? Born again. Let me repeat that one more time. In order to produce a life of fruitfulness with evidence, you must be born again. So we look at John chapter 3. And there's this discourse with Jesus and Nicodemus. Okay? So let's read a little bit on this beautiful dialogue between Jesus and Nicodemus.
Starting at verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Hold it right there, Dad, and then we're going to move to the next verse. So, and you guys can jump in. Mm-hmm. Now, notice what Nicodemus says. We know. Not we think. Mm-hmm. We know that you are a teacher comes from God. Why? Evidence.
Yeah, the fruit.
The fruit. Mm-hmm. Evidence.
Yeah, we identify the tree by the fruit.
There's evidence. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're digging into all we care. The evidence of a fruitful life. Mm-hmm. You cannot say you're fruitful without evidence. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to tell anyone because they will see it. Because number one, Jesus did not tell Nicodemus anything. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus came to Jesus to tell him what he saw. Mm-hmm. And his life compared to Jesus' life compared to the other rabbi was completely different. Go ahead.
So he knew that God being with him was the seed that produced the fruit. Just like if you walk up to a tree and it has red, shiny, round things on it. Oh, you might say, okay, this is an apple tree. It was produced by the seed of an apple. You walk up to another tree, it has round orange things. Okay, this is an orange tree. It's produced by the seed of an orange. So here he's seeing the fruit of God in Jesus's life. So he knows that it must be from the seed of God. He says that no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. So that God was the seed that was producing in the life of Jesus Christ. He recognized that. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So here, Jesus isn't withholding any information.
Yeah, that's it.
He's telling them the secret of my success. The source of the fruit that you are seeing in my life is being born again.
So it's coming from a born again life.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from, so okay now, it's coming from a life that is changed.
Mm-hmm.
A born again means there's a change in that life.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very sure the Nicodemus loved God. He was a rabbi and he was close to God, but he saw something different that the other rabbis did not see in Jesus. So I'd like to say that he was looking at Jesus through his spiritual eyes. He saw something. So the term born again confused Nicodemus. He took it literal. He said, how can I go back into my womb? I'm old, my mother's womb. I'm old. And I don't know how many of you remember back in the 70s, I know I do, that they had this born again movement. And I don't think anybody knew then what it really truly
means. Yeah,
I'll be very honest. I didn't either. I thought it was something that you accept Jesus and you become born again. But I really didn't know what it means. But it means what it means is what we're saying. Mm. Our spirit has to be born again. Our spirit, we all have a spirit. Everybody is born. That's just how it works. The spiritual life works. We all have a spirit. So we have to become born again so that we take the spirit that we were born with and make it become alive.
Unto God,
so that we can connect with him. So this is what Jesus was telling Nicodemus, that not you have to go and become a religious person or go do a religion and whatever. He's telling him that the spirit that's in you has to become alive. It has to be born again. So I just wanted to clarify for all you older folks out there who were alive and well in the 70s, like I was, because I remember it was like a big deal. But now we know, now we're clarifying exactly what it means. And we're so happy to tell you this and to teach you this.
Go ahead, Dad. But you got to go down to that, what Emily was saying.
Yeah, Jesus even said in verse 7, he said, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. So to marveling means, well, what are you talking about? Still pondering it, trying to think through it too much. You know, sometimes we try to overthink, they say. Right. So he says, why do you marvel that I say you must be born again? In verse 8, Jesus continues, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the spirit.
That's what you're talking about.
So, and when we think about the wind, we can't see it. It's invisible. What we're seeing is evidence of the wind. Maybe we're hearing the sound of the wind, or we're visually observing different things moving because of the wind, or the water is rippling because of the wind. But we can't locate the wind or the source of the wind. We just see evidence of the wind. So Jesus has given him this earthly example, because Nicodemus, you know, they are all in the same, we're all living on the same earth, and he sees wind. So Jesus says, okay, let's use that as an illustrative teaching. You know, just like that wind blows, you don't know where it comes from, but you see the evidence of it. So is being born again by the Spirit.
Yes.
It may not be something that you can physically, logically articulate, because Nicodemus tried to say, well, hey, how can I go into the womb again of my mother? How's that going to work? And then Jesus is like, no, this is by the Spirit. This is by just knowing that the Spirit of God is working in the situation, just like we know that the wind is blowing, even though we can't directly see the wind. And then verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" So he tells him, look, I'm trying to communicate this the best way that I can articulate it, but it also, there's a faith factor that comes in of being able to operate in the invisible realm. And as they continue to engage and they continue to talk, we know that Nicodemus does get it, because later when Nicodemus appears again in the Bible, it's at the crucifixion of Jesus. When his body is on the cross, it's Nicodemus. He's one that stands and asks for the body of Jesus to be given onto them after the crucifixion. So he's in a position of power. He's in a position of influence. The disciples, you know, they were in their emotions. They didn't ask for the body of Jesus. But Nicodemus, in the position and power that he arose to, he had the dominion to be able to receive the body of Jesus. And then they took and they put him into the burial place and such. But he had dominion. He was able to bring into dominion the systems that was going on in the earth, even at a time where they were being, so careful that with the body of Jesus, the rulers and such, they didn't want anything to happen to the body. They wanted to be in custody control of the body because they didn't want anybody to, what they believed would happen, steal it away and then just say he resurrected.
Yes. And we're going to pick up on this because we're running out of time. But go back to verse 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. We'll pick that up on Thursday. We're going to pick this back up. That which is born, no. Jesus answers them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Mm-hmm. And we're going to elaborate, what does that mean? What does that mean to be born? Jesus says you have to be born of water and of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You have to be born of those two. If you don't, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. You can't enter into what God does. So we will look at what it means to be born of water.
So the kingdom of God, that would be under the rulership, the
of God.
Principles, the dominion power of God. Because
yes,
we know that God has already blessed us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.